Hi, Chevra. I was thinking earlier today what to talk about during the 5-minute Torah this week. And I decided, how could I not share Torah from Rav Nachman Breslover? Where's the sheets? Oh. After all, even those of us that will not be zayich to be an Uman for Rosh Hashanah, or don't feel we should be an Uman for Rosh Hashanah, there's no question that there's a reason there are thousands and thousands and thousands of Jews in Uman for Rosh Hashanah. And there's a deep connection, as we know, between Rosh Hashanah and Rav Nachman. And there's definitely, so you can't be blind to not believe that there's something really there. And this year, more than most, being that I have this chus that my son is there, davening for all of us. So I wanted to share Torah from Rav Nachman to prepare for Rosh Hashanah. And I found a Torah in Likutei Moran, in Piece Mem Tes Vav. And he's talking about tshuva. And as we all know, tshuva means to return. Tshuva means to go back. To return to the beginning. To return, to Rav Nachman says, to Bereishis. To return to Bereishis, to return to the beginning. So what is Bereishis, he says? Bechinas Bereishis. Bereishis is Beis Reishis. There are two beginnings that we have to get back to. And what are the two beginnings? What are the Shnei Reishis that Rav Nachman says? He says it's Tishrei, it's Rosh Hashanah, and Nisan. It's Rosh Hashanah and Nisan. As we know, Nisan is also Rosh Hashanah. As the famous Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Aleph and Yud Beis explain, there's actually Machlokes, Chanover B'Nisan Nivroilam, Chanover B'Tishrei Nivroilam. We have to get back to this. And we know B'Nisan, Vad Tishrei Hashanah is Rosh Hashanah, and it's Man of Tshuva. But Nisan also is the man of tshuva, as he explains. But Nisan atidin ligal, and Nisan is going to be the geula, and the geula is only going to come once we do tshuva. So it's also a big man of tshuva. So these are big days to get back to the beginning. I was thinking about what's this connection that he's trying to teach us between Tishrei and Nisan. Why talk about Nisan now? Okay, it's very nice, very beautiful, and we're yearning for geula. But why talk about Nisan now? And why talk about Pesach now? So remember the Kedushas Levi has a beautiful Torah, the Berditchever. On that Gemara, on the Machloik is whether B'Nisan Nivroilam or B'Tishrei Nivroilam. And he explains, maybe you could explain that no Machlokas at all. Eilu v'eilu divrei klum chayim. What was it? Whenever there's a creation, he says, there's the Maisa, the act, the entity that was created. But then once it's created, it could stay stagnant and not necessarily fulfill its purpose for a while. So you could have the creation, but if the creation is just sitting there doing nothing, that's one element, one level of the creation, but it's not until it comes to fruition and lives out its purpose that it ultimately fulfilled its creation. So here, for example, you know, for example, when Chesnisht, if when Steve Jobs and his partner, when they created the first computer, what they were creating, so they made a computer, but if it just sat there in a closet and did nothing for a long time, even though they created it, it didn't have any meaning or purpose until it was actually used and utilized to help and bring wisdom into the world in an easier way. So to hear, the Halakha Berditchever explains that of course the world was created in Tishrei. Man, Hayom Haras Olam, a man was created on Rosh Hashanah. But it wasn't until Nisan, until Yetzias Mitzrayim, that the purpose of the world and the meaning of why God created man was finally realized. And that too is the second level of creation. He said, because Be'emes, the whole purpose of Bria Soilam, I'll read his words, it's so beautiful, is Bishvil Lishtasheya Ba'olamo Im Yisrael. That Hashem should Lishtasheya, should really like play together with us. And how so? Through Shiyasu Ritzonos, us doing His will, V'yakiro Gedulaso, and recognize His greatness, V'yavinu, and understand Shakol Lichvoido Baro. Everything was created for His honor. When the world was created, the world didn't know this yet. Look at the first generations in the world, and the Avodah Zarah in the world, and Nayach, and yeah, there were individuals, but the world as a whole didn't recognize this. It wasn't until Yetzias Mitzrayim that we had a nation of Klal Yisrael that saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvoid v'atmo, came to recognize Him and wanting to serve Him, and came and marched out of Mitzrayim to Kabbalah HaTorah, to serve Him forever and realize the purpose of creation. So therefore, that's the final stage in creation, is Nisan. Even the initial, the seminal point, is Tishrei, is Rosh Hashanah. And maybe that's the ultimate tshuva that we have to do. What Rav Nachman's telling us, Beis Reishis, is that when we stand in our davening, Rosh Hashanah, yes, Hayom Aras Olam, really this was the day of creation. But we should be thinking already about Nisan as well. Because you should be thinking about not just that I'm physically in this world, but I have to fulfill my purpose in this world. Rosh Hashanah is a time where a Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, coronation day of the Ribbono Shel Olam again, but the introspection should be, am I living up to my part of fulfilling my purpose in this world? Am I living up my part of why God created me and put me in this world? That's where my mindset has to be on Rosh Hashanah. That's the Beis Reishis, what we're getting back to that thought process. And that then, once I have that yisod, that foundation, everything in my life should fall into that thought. Whatever I'm doing, is it to bring kavod to the Ribbono Shel Olam, to bring nachas ruach to the Ribbono Shel Olam, fulfill my purpose in this world? And when we do that, we'll be zoicha to then bring ula in this world also, to the ultimate tshuva. And that's where Rav Nachman says, Tishrei is milashon shira. Tishrei, shin, reish, yod, is shira, is to sing. And Pesach is Pesach, to open up our mouth and also to sing. That ultimately when we do tshuva in the proper way, and come back to this realization, that my whole purpose in life is just to be close to Hashem and bring kvod shemayim into the world, then we'll be zoicha to be singing the ultimate beautiful songs, not just songs of tefillah, of yearning for closeness to Hashem, but songs of akar zetov and shefach, with the gula, shleima, with bias mashiach, b'mheir v'yameinu, everyone should have a ksivach simetayva, a gugu ben jyar, a year of simcha, a year of bracha, a year of kirvas elokim, for each and every one of you and your beautiful mishpachas, and a halik, a beautiful Shabbos Kodesh. Hey, Shabbos Kodesh, 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 Shabbos Kodesh,